Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Maybe he's got a different answer. I don't know.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Can't forget that part. Yes.
In an extraordinary place.
That would be USA, USA, baby.
The stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
An eagle flies.
Right on. Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
It's a big old land.
We have a fun show planned for you today. From the all-new Freedom Matters USA studios, which announced yesterday that Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. What do you think of that, Kev?
You had me at Candace.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
The uncancelable.
Big fan.
The uncancelable Candace Owens. You read her book, too, didn't you? Kind of revved up about her book?
Yes, yeah. Very, very good. Yeah, I listened to it. I'm an Audible guy, but yeah. Yeah, very good. She breaks down a lot of history and how we got to where we are, especially in the black community.
And I think at a time when there was this, you know, piggybacking on yesterday's show, fair amount of anger, fair amount of frustration, just, helpless feeling, right? To have people that fill your bucket, the term I would use, motivate you a little bit, give you
Absolutely.
Some hope, talk about the future, talk about all the things that frustrate you, very, very important, so... Freedom Matters USA has all the information on tickets. They start at $20. There's preferred seating at $50. There are sponsorship opportunities to offset some of the cost of bringing Candace to town. It's quite an undertaking, but I think arguably one of the most recognized and influential young conservatives in America today. I don't know if you had to pick your list of top five best speakers to come in and motivate folks and get people through a challenging time. I think it'd be her, wouldn't it? She'd be in the top five easy.
Oh, easy. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Love her.
So we're excited about that. FreedomMattersUSA.com with all the details. Tickets are moving. I saw yesterday that the second we announced it on the show, tickets were flying off the shelf. So I would not wait. This is Thursday, September 15th. That's a Thursday, September 15th. So get your seats reserved today for a great evening with Candace Owens. The uncancelable. Can't cancel this woman.
And read Blackout. Yep, her book is Blackout.
It is.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yep.
There'll be some copies of the book that'll be available as well, so we're excited about that. On the show today, majority of the program dedicated to a talk radio town hall on your health and your wellness. So we're excited to welcome one of the nation's top experts on hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Reason we're doing this today, and we'll start at the bottom of the hour and continue into the second hour today, is because of the first time we did this and had Dr. Shear on the program, we were absolutely blown away by the amount of questions, concerns, the amount of ailments out there, different conditions where people just don't have any relief. Big Pharma's not cutting it. So we've now done two of these previously, and I can't help it. I mean, there's things we can talk about on this program that can deal with political frustrations and everything else, but if your health, your wellness is not right, everything else is more challenging in life. So a really neat opportunity, and we're going to keep Dr. Shear for the entire 90 minutes of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Really looking forward to that on the program today. If you have a question or comment, we have some open phone time in this first hour. Welcome your comments. You can call us, 701-258-0550. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is taking a little powder today after a busy, out there filling the bus yesterday. Had a busy day. So
yeah,
Kevin Flynn
awesome.
And I, that was another nice event. Yeah, a really nice event. And A text stuck with me on that from yesterday as well. And by the way, the text number again, 701-237-1590. Said, hey, Scott, hats off to Todd for this event and for all the folks involved in helping get these school supplies for kids. But when did parents become so poor that they need backpacks given them to start the year? I've seen these lines, and there's parents with $800 iPhones in line calling others to come get supplies. Shouldn't it be for low income only? Not trying to be a cold-hearted person, but my understanding of how the process works for the need, determining the need, is through the school counselors. And I hear what you're saying. I do. And in every benevolent situation, there are people that are going to take advantage of that who don't really need it or make poor choices. But I just think of the kids. And I think of a kid and the need for a backpack. And if mom or dad are making poor choices, which, by the way, happens in extraordinary numbers, ask any teacher. Ask, school counselors, ask professionals. They see it all the time. But then why have that come out on the kids, you know? I don't know how you change that, Kev.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, I mean, you go through the counselors. The local law enforcement usually has a good idea on need. You know, the need seems to be everywhere more every day. So who knows how they got an $800 iPhone or what their situation is. But, you know, everybody's dealing with some new budget issues or everything with this economy every day. So who knows?
I think of the kids. I told a story the other day. My daughter was at some store and mom was buying clothes for the kids. And one of the youngsters said, young child, said, Mom, don't buy these clothes. And, the mom's like, well, why, honey? What's the matter? She said, I don't want us to be broke again. You know, and my daughter overheard that conversation and said, no, Mom's got a better job now, da-da-da. But my point is, think of the kids in getting some of these supplies, the backpacks and everything else, and the joy it brings them, and reduction maybe in the worry as well in a house, so... I just think of the kids. And are there going to be people to take advantage of it? Yeah, but there's going to be a huge need met as well. So that's a good thing. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind today? First caller of the day here on some open phone time, 701-258-0550. To call us up, 258-0550. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Speaking of kids, how disheartening and infuriating is it with the DHS audit that was released yesterday that our social services is violating their own policies? They can't investigate a child abuse report in 24 hours. They're averaging 13 days, and this has been a problem for 6 years. We can do better for our kids. We need to do better for our kids, and there better be some accountability at the Department of DHS. It's infuriating, and it's heartbreaking for those kids.
That requires almost a whole show to unpack. You're exactly right. Did we also see the CDC audit, where they basically said we blew it?
Yeah.
During the pandemic.
You know why they're doing that? Because these class action lawsuits are winning based on the science, and once people figure out that the CDC is a private organization and can be sued, what's going to happen? So now they're trying to cover their tracks.
Exactly. Well,
cover their tracks all they want. You know, they're telling us something we already knew, that their advice was all over the map, that it was not correct, that it was, and, you know, again, this is the, remember in the middle of this, Chris, you questioned Centers for Disease Control. You come up with an ulterior opinion, an alternative opinion, something different. What you were shut down. You were shamed. You were, hey, it's the CDC. And now even the CDC is saying, hey, we're not such a big deal.
Welcome to the CDC, sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah. My God.
One more thing while I got you. With Governor Burgum signing something to give us the right to say the pledge, last time I checked, government doesn't grant rights. They take it away. Our rights were bestowed to us upon our creator. So I don't see how that's going to work. I agree with his premise, but he can't assign rights. Our rights are given to us by our creator. We were born with them. Government doesn't grant them, they only take them away.
Yeah, you know, we need to unpack that, too. I want to put that on my bucket list here, along with the DHS audit, spend some time on that. related to. I need to better understand what he's proposing. You know, I better understand what he's proposing. I don't think it's necessarily bestowing rights. It's just saying you can't take it away. You can't, you know, prevent this. So I don't know exactly what he's proposing there. I agree with you, though, on the sentiment. I mean, thank you. It's insane. And the Fargo School Board now is going to revisit their own decision. And they're going, oh, we got all this blowback federally from across the nation. Well, duh. What did you think you were going to get, for crying out loud? Lester says, not all cell phones cost $800. A person can get one for $50 with cheap plans. Yeah, and also these companies said you can even get an $800, $900 phone and pay for it over 4 years or something, you know. So there are, I don't think anybody wants to begrudge anybody whether or not they have a phone. I do think it's fair to say, is every parent making the best choice? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's fair to question. But don't take it out on the kids. All right, more of your calls, questions, and comments after this on What's On Your Mind, 16 past the hour. Don't even dream of touching that dial, friends. Call us, text us right now.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, Candace Owens coming to Bismarck September 15th. Will you join us Thursday night? Should be a lot of fun. One of the most influential conservative voices in America today. Tens of millions of followers on social media. It'll be a rare opportunity for North Dakotans to be inspired by Candace's passion for America. It's the Bismarck Events Center. Keynote speaker. You're going to love her message for North Dakota. Get your tickets at freedommattersusa.com. freedommattersusa.com. Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I just came across the thing that's pretty interesting. Our Teddy Roosevelt Library, which is, I know you said in the past, there's no state taxes, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's not a taxpayer-funded entity.
Right. So what
I should give you the caveat that there will be infrastructure that will be necessary to support that level, but you know that would be there for anything. So, are there going to be tax dollars associated with it in getting people in and out and the roads? And yes, but not for the fundraising of the library or the operation.
Sure. So what's going on right now is, and I'm appalled right now at the governor, the senators, and everybody that has anything to do with that in the state, because they have already given them, for all the contractors in North Dakota, they've already given away all the contractors for that job, and not a one of them is from the state of North Dakota. And as a contractor, I'm up in arms. I mean, I say anybody who's given any money to that in the state of North Dakota should ask for it back. Take all the money that anybody's given from the state of North Dakota. And why would we allow all out-of-state contractors when North Dakota and all the contractors should be building this place, or at least put it out for bids so everybody has a fair share, that these contractors in Fargo, Bismarck, and the whole state have lived here, and we don't get a chance to bid that project?
That's
so
fair.
Yeah, I mean, there was no bidding. Why wouldn't you bid? Because that's how you get your lowest price, right?
Absolutely.
And you're talking about for the actual construction of the facility itself.
Yes. J.D. Dunn out of Minneapolis has already been awarded the contract, and they've already awarded the mechanical out of Minneapolis, and the electrical is out of the state. So you asked me, I need you to get this out. Why haven't the contractors in the state of North Dakota been asked to bid this?
That's a fair question. I have no idea what the answer is to that, but we're going to add that to our list today and get you an answer, okay?
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Ray is traveling on the road today and joins us on What's on Your Mind to tell us what's on his mind. Hey, Ray.
Oh, hey. Hey, Scott. Hey, I just have a question about a report you guys just gave a little bit ago. It was about the border. You said that the gate at Eagle Rock closed and locked, and the Customs Border Patrol closed and locked the gate. Then you said, well, then the Fed came and unlocked it. Well, I wonder, who are the Fed?
I suppose it's CBP.
I'm not knocking you guys. I'm just reporting. Anything.
Yeah, I would imagine it's got to be sent for
the video
Department of Homeland Security.
No, it was the CBP, because the National Guard had closed the gate, the Texas National Guard, as I understood the story, and then the CBP were the ones that came, and I refer to them as the federal, they're under the federal, you know, jurisdiction. The CBP came and opened the gate again, and then they started shaking hands and welcoming folks in, so the National Guard had locked it and closed it, the CBP opened it.
Closed the gate, and then the Fed came out with, like, what's that? You know?
Nope. Sorry.
Thank you.
Glad to clarify. Yep. No problem. Yeah, the National Guard had it closed. CBP said, nope, you got to open that up. What is going on?
Speaking of frustration.
Yeah.
Texture says, who do we contact to sponsor Candace Owens? You go to freedommattersusa.com, and all the details are there, including sponsorship opportunities. So, there's a VIP package if you want to meet Candace Owens and have a little pre-event as well, and some different things that are happening. It's an event sponsored by Freedom Matters USA. Texture says, with the DHS audit, maybe they need to bring the staff in to work physically at the facility of the DHS rather than working from home. I know of a supervisor that works from home and has moved to South Dakota. This is a huge problem with the management of DHS. Interesting. All right. I think they were talking about the audit that we heard about earlier as well, that we're going to do some digging into. And this is just breaking in the last couple of days. So we will definitely add that to our list to get some answers. And I hear what you're saying on working from home. That's almost a whole other show in itself today, Kevin. We've only been on the air less than a half hour. We've got a half a dozen programs here to follow up on. But, you know, do you work better from home? You know, in the radio business, it's darn near impossible. You know, you can do some functions that you do that. But when it comes to state functions, if you look at the cost of, space, and you look at the efficiency, I've heard that, and I don't know where these studies come from, but I've heard there's studies that say, you know, the work efficiency actually gets a little bit better.
Right.
Not worse. But I don't know. I'm not.
I spend a lot of time in the car. For me, it's nice to, I can get more time to prep and get stuff together and don't have to spend as much time driving. So technology is a lot, you know, sounds just as good, you know, anywhere. But yeah, we were just talking about this. Friends were just in Houston, driving from the airport down to Corpus Christi, leaving Houston, going down to Corpus, and there's, you know, every major huge office building along the interstate completely empty, huge for lease signs, you know, so it's that in office work is that's definitely changing or has changed. We'll see.
Lister says, please address the Fargo school system offering positions to teachers from Florida who DeSantis bars from teaching CRT and LBGTA in Florida. That was a letter actually written back in April, but it's made national news this week. I talked about it, I forget, one day this week. And it is, for one, it's relying on a false narrative and the Florida bill. The Florida bill simply is about parental notification. If you're going to teach a sex ed to kindergartners, the parents need to know about it, at which time it would stop dead in its tracks, right? And it has been labeled by the LGBT community, don't say gay in Florida. And there's nothing in the bill that says you can't say gay or whatever. Simply says tell parents. So, number one, they're basing their argument, their letter, and this is from the superintendent of Fargo Public Schools, the former superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools, who now is the director of equity and inclusion and diversity and, you know, every other buzzword they can come up with. And a member of the City Commission of Fargo, as well as a member of the legislature. And it is exploiting the narrative that is a lie about the Florida bill to try and recruit teachers from Florida saying, hey, we're welcoming here, we're open here. And I just wish we could get away from labels and say, hey, I'm going to treat somebody like I'd like to be treated. The good old-fashioned golden rule. And get out of this idea that somehow, you know, you need to throw labels on people and go out of your way to, you know, it's identity politics is what it is. Drives me crazy. Appreciate the question and the comment, however. Take a break when we come back at the Talk Radio Town Hall on your health and your wellness. Stay tuned, friends.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguide.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, and thank you.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has the U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. The same judge that issued the take-everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Elvis week. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the week we lost the big Elvis.
That's right.
My brain is flaming. I don't know which way to go.
He died on the throne, you know. That's why they call him the king.
No, that is not why they call him the king.
Okay. All right.
That's the king of rock and roll, baby.
King of rock and roll. Exactly right. Hey, everybody, welcome back to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Don't say that enough. God bless you. Well, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. And here's a few of the specials today. Beef and noodles on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef, 12th and I-29. Chip beef in Glendon. Meatloaf at 45th. And Valley City, exit 292, pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Last one I want to tell you about, Harwood, I-29 exit. Ready for this? Special lunch today, wild rice hot dish. Wild rice hot dish. There you go. That is some good stuff. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. To the Cafe USA. That's what's for lunch today. All right. One follow-up text from the comments from earlier, and then we're going to introduce our next guest and get cranking here with the Talk Radio Town Hall and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our guests. Regarding your conversation about working from home, I spoke with a friend of mine yesterday who works from home for the state of North Dakota. When I asked him what he was doing, he said he was tinkering in the garage. I made fun of him and gave him a hard time because he's supposed to be working from home. He just laughed and said he was working. So, yeah, that's sort of my sentiment, but what you hear, and I don't know how they measure this exactly, is that productivity actually goes up. But anyway, interesting topic, and we're going to add that to our list as well of as we dig into that DHS audit, how many people are working from home, and is that part of the reason that things aren't...
Depends on the business, too, and what career and, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of variables to that question.
Talk Radio Town Hall today brought to you by Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. And as I mentioned earlier, we've done two others like this before, and the response has been so overwhelming, we scheduled a third. We are blessed today to have Dr. Scott Scher with us, Director of Integrative Hyperbaric Medicine and Health Optimization at the Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. He is actually an independent provider. I mean, he's doing this day in and day out. Is providing integrative HBOT treatment, runs worldwide education, consulting, and advocacy telemedicine practice in addition to actually seeing patients. One of the few HBOT medical professionals in the country that is himself developing personalized treatment plans for patients, including cutting-edge and dynamic HBOT protocols. So, great pleasure to welcome back to the program Dr. Scott Scher. Last time was with us in person at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, today on the phone. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well, Scott. It's nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, as well. And really encourage our listeners, whether you want to email or whether you want to text, whether you want to call, to participate and take advantage of Dr. Sure today, provided by our friends at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, to be, you know, lean into those questions, whatever it might be. If you have, hey, I heard it works for this, but does it? I have this. I've not been able to get any kind of relief from my doctor. I've not been able to get any kind of medicine that has taken made the situation better, whatever that might be. This is a health and wellness segment today on the program that we're encouraging you to really take advantage of. And Dr. Sure, let me just start with the big picture. Where are we at today, given the sweep of time with hyperbaric oxygen treatment, in getting the medical, overall medical community to recognize the benefits? You know, are we at the 50-yard line? Are we in the red zone on the 20-yard line? Are we back on our own 1-yard line? Where are we at?
Well, when you're talking about the conventional medical world, hyperbaric therapy has been approved and been used almost for over 100 years at this point for various medical indications. And now there's about 14 indications in the United States that are approved for insurance. The top four that we see most often outside the hospital, outside of an acute care facility, are patients with diabetic foot ulcers that are not healing with standard treatment. We save amputations all the time, so it's something that is vastly underutilized, unfortunately, even in the advanced wound care world that we have now. The second would be radiation injury from cancer treatment. So these are patients that have had radiation from cancer treatment exactly specifically for the cancer, but have had, unfortunately, side effects related to the radiation itself. These are not acute radiation injuries. These are more radiation injuries that can appear 6 months or later, because once you have radiated tissue, it becomes very prone to damage over the long term, and there's lots of different places that you can get these injuries. The most common would be like the prostate or the bladder if you've had radiation for prostate cancer or bladder cancer, GI-related malignancies, and also head and neck types of cancers and ear, nose, and throat types of things too. So vastly underutilized for that, very, very effective. The third thing is chronic bone infections that don't heal. The fourth is, or maybe I'm on number five now. I think I might have messed up my numbers. But the basically flaps or grafts that are used in plastic surgery that may not be taking kind of thing. And these could be very small or very large. And the other indications that are already approved are mostly acute care indications. These are things if you have burns, if you have severe infections like necrotizing fasciitis, which is a flesh-eating type of bacteria. Everybody loves pictures of those in the newspapers. Also, acute traumas, acute limb traumas, other types of acute kinds of injuries. But for the most part, that's what hyperbaric therapy in the conventional world is known to do. And it's from a football analogy, Scott, what I would say is that what we know now, what hyperbaric therapy can do versus what's approved, we're probably on the 20-yard line still. We have a long way to go for the conventional world to kind of catch up from all the research that's been happening outside of the conventional indications.
And why do you think that is? I mean, there's 14 indications that, you know, everybody agrees, hey, this works, insurance companies follow it. You went through a good list there. You know, I've had personal experience with a daughter with a concussion where there was, you know, zero help from the traditional medical world.
Sure.
And, you know, literally her senior year is flittering away, and she's in a hyperbaric oxygen treatment. She's back in school. The migraines are gone, everything else. Yeah.
That's
so, that's another one where I know, you know, basically, your normal protocol is, well, go home and wait it out till it gets better, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the challenge we have, Scott, in our type of environment here, so a hyperbaric environment, is really tough to do studies, and it's tough to do them in larger scales because of the amount of people needed and the time needed and also the money that's needed to do these kinds of things. It's also very difficult to do what's called the gold standard of research in the hyperbaric field because of making something randomized, placebo-controlled is very difficult in this setting. But there have been some really good ways of trying to go around this. The Israelis have done a lot of great research doing some additional types of studies and doing some additional ways to look at how hyperbaric therapy works. And so I think, you know, slowly things are changing. And it's pretty obvious now across most of the world, except for the United States and a couple other Western countries. I mean, if you think about there are certain countries in the world, there's in Asia that have 70 indications for hyperbaric therapy, and we have 14. There's actually a couple countries that have even less than we do, which is super interesting. But the challenge has always been on getting the research done in a way that the conventional medical establishment will actually look at it and feel like it's quote unquote good enough. But it's always a question as to whether you wait for that kind of thing, or if the evidence is compelling enough, do you open up a facility like you guys have in Fargo or in other places around the world and places that I work with and say, you know what, the research is good enough that we're going to start using hyperbaric therapy, what we call investigationally or off-label, to work with some various conditions that we know it works really well from studies that have been done outside the United States and some that's actually been done inside the United States as well. And you mentioned concussion, which is a really big one.
Some texts are coming in now, and again, here's how you can ask your questions. Call us, 701-258-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590. Or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Call 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text 701-237-1590. Listener asked, does hyperbaric treatment help scarred lungs from COVID?
It's a pretty complicated question, but what I would say is that when we're looking at COVID infection, early in the pandemic, they were using hyperbaric therapy to help oxygenate the body, when nothing else could do it because of the inflammatory response related to the COVID infection. We think hyperbaric therapy is also going to be effective in the long COVID syndrome, whatever is going on in that. There's a lot of different things that are happening there. We think it's also inflammatory-based. There's just a recent study. I was just looking at a article in Wired magazine this morning from the Israeli group showing that vastly mitigated long COVID symptoms using hyperbaric therapy in a treatment protocol that they did, I think, over about 40 or 60 treatments. So not a small amount of hyperbaric therapy, but significantly improved. So when it comes to lung scarring specifically, you got to be careful in a hyperbaric environment because you have to have lungs. Your lungs are important to breathe, as we all know. And in a hyperbaric environment, what we're doing is we're increasing the amount of oxygen in the air that you're breathing, and we're pressurizing a tank to a certain amount of seawater pressure. So you imagine you're below a certain amount of seawater. That's how much pressure we're using in the tank to drive more oxygen in circulation. And so your lungs are more sensitive to oxygen. And so as long as the scarring is mild, it could be very easily used. Hyperbaric therapy could be very easily used to potentially help in this capacity. But you have to be careful on your pressures. You have to be careful on the oxygen. And you have to go real slow. And it's very patient-dependent. We've had patients with pulmonary scarring. We've had patients with cardiac scarring, with issues with pericarditis and myocarditis and things like that. These are inflammation and around the heart sac or the heart itself. And we have seen some benefit, but this is still very investigational. It's kind of on a case-by-case basis, depending on the severity of the scarring. So, for example, you really can't go into a hyperbaric environment if you already are requiring oxygen at baseline. So if you are requiring extra oxygen already, hyperbaric therapy is unlikely to be safe for you to go. However, if you're not requiring oxygen and you have other pulmonary function tests that look okay, it's something that could be potentially explored in the right setting. But I would certainly be wanting to do that under a medical provider's guidance.
I have about 30 seconds for this answer, but setting aside scarred lungs, or actual damage from COVID, long-haul COVID symptoms have been greatly impacted by hyperbaric oxygen treatment, correct?
Yeah, we're seeing this all over the world, and there was just the recent study that I just mentioned that was published, but in clinics that are really in the U.S., that are all over the world, we're seeing that it's pretty amazing, actually, how fast people can recover. I mean, not everybody, but a significant proportion of people are able to recover using hyperbaric therapy for long COVID. I mean, it's more complex than just getting into a chamber. Oftentimes, these people that have long COVID also had chronic predisposing symptoms and conditions that also put them at a higher risk. But given that in context, we've seen a lot of great benefit.
Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic bringing you today's broadcast. You can find out more about them at swansonhyperbarics.com. EJ in Mobridge, South Dakota, first call when we come back. So, EJ, stay tuned. You'll be up with Dr. Scott Shear coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On Your Line, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Indoor air quality. Just like long-term care facilities, healthcare facilities, and schools have undertaken industrial fixes to improving their indoor air quality. So has businesses and homes. And that's where our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons come in. Find out more about what they do. HATandSons.com. The little plumber since 1908. Whether it's indoor air quality or your home, heating, plumbing, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, your business, they'll take good care of you. One of our fine sponsors. HATandSons.com. Back with Dr. Scott Scher, our broadcast today brought to you by Swanson Hyperbarics, a talk radio town hall with your questions on hyperbaric oxygen treatment. By the way, you can get a free consult by calling 701-929-3930. That's the number at Swanson Hyperbarics, 701-929-3930. We're pleased today to have one of the nation's top experts on this, Dr. Scott Scher, with us, who has a clinic
in Colorado does this day in and day out. One of the few medical professionals in the country that develops personalized treatment plans for patients. So good one to answer your questions today. Let's go to EJ in Mobridge, South Dakota for Dr. Shear. Go ahead.
I was wondering, is there anything being done for Parkinson's?
That's a good question. So Parkinson's is obviously there's a multimodal kind of approach for most people, which means that we believe that hyperbaric therapy may be helpful, but there's no real research that's ongoing right now. What we have seen in clinics that I've worked with is that, especially for the cognitive aspects of later stage Parkinson's, there may be a role for hyperbaric oxygen therapy to help in that capacity. From a motor perspective, from the rigidity and the shuffling gait and things like that, I haven't seen as much improvements with hyperbaric therapy on its own, but I have worked with some providers like called functional medicine providers, comprehensive sort of integrative doctors who've done various other types of modalities with some improvements. And alongside hyperbaric therapy, I have seen improvements in synergy.
Anything else, EJ? Got your answer. Good for you. Thanks for calling. 701-258-0550. Angie in Bismarck, your question for our guest.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question for Dr. Shear. Has hyperbaric treatment been helpful in injury to SI, pelvic, lower back injuries? I've been dealing with this since a car accident about 3 years ago. Mm. My current recipe is a prolozone injections, which are also ozone oxygen-based, so I'm wondering if this would be a step up to maybe help cure the circle of inflammation and healing and regain some of the things I've lost.
Sure. That's a good question. Thank you for calling in. What I would say is that hyperbaric therapy is a fantastic tool, especially for acute inflammation. So acute injury, we know that hyperbaric therapy is really great at revving up the whole body's ability to heal faster. So we see people that have had surgeries, and they can heal about 30 to 70% faster, depending on the actual individual and what kind of surgery. And also people with injuries, so acute strains, breaks, ACL tears, anything like that, I've seen significant recoveries much faster when you use hyperbaric therapy in the acute setting, so in the immediate setting. When it comes to chronic injury, I think you're already on the right track in the sense that it's not something that typically is treated with one particular modality. It's usually something that requires a multidisciplinary kind of approach. And with chronic back pain and SI issues and other types of back issues like that, herniated discs, et cetera, what I've found is that where hyperbaric therapy can be helpful is decreasing inflammation. And if there's a significant inflammatory component, hyperbaric therapy certainly could be helpful. But it's oftentimes, it's not, what's important to always remember that it's not going to change the anatomy of the situation. So the anatomy of the situation is always going to be what it is, except if you're doing other types of regenerative types of procedures. So prolozone is kind of on that realm, but there's also specialized doctors that are doing things like stem cells and exosomes and other types of regenerative products that I've had success in combination of using hyperbaric therapy alongside. Because we also know that hyperbaric therapy actually induces a growth factor and stem cell response, which means that basically we start a healing response in the area of inflammation, whether it's acute or chronic. And it doesn't really matter where that chronic inflammation is, whether it's in the brain or the spine or the toe. But the key also is to try to address the underlying reason, or if there's an anatomical reason, especially at the same time, and see what you can do kind of from the inside out.
All righty. Thank you so much for that help.
No,
thank you, Angie. Appreciate the call very much. A texter, I'm going to squeeze in here more of the calls after the news break here. Texter wants to know, does it cover advanced cancer?
So I believe that the question is likely related to insurance coverage, and the answer is the only real insurance coverage for hyperbaric therapy for cancer is in patients that have had radiation treatment for cancer therapy, and then 6 months after radiation, they still have injuries related to the radiation, or they develop injuries 6 months after the radiation exposure. And that could be a wound, that could be difficulty with urination, that could be problems with bowel movements, that could be difficulty with something in their mouth or speaking, et cetera. So that's all insurance covered. When it comes to other indications for cancer, there is certainly synergistic ways hyperbaric therapy could potentially be used. This is all sort of on the research side of things, but we have various ways we use hyperbaric therapy in cancer synergy. That includes, there's potential synergy with chemotherapy and radiation, actually, although these are experimental. There's also some potential synergy with using hyperbaric therapy in the setting of using something called the ketogenic diet, which has been used for a long time in kids with epilepsy.
Hold that thought, if you would, Dr. Sher. We're going to a break here. More calls? More questions? Talk Radio Town Hall continues.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.